We're going to keep talking about the shipwreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald on the Great Lakes, because joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is a man who sailed on the Great Lakes at the time of the Edmund Fitzgerald. He's very, very familiar with those ships and those lakes. Good morning, sir. How are you?
For me be honored to be on the Morning Musers, home of people say the darndest things about sports. Me and me parents really enjoy that segment when we get
Yeah, captains really do talk like this, I guess.
Yeah, appreciate that. And who is this?
Salty Seaman.
You're a salty seaman.
The salty
seaman. Oh, the salty seaman.
That be me name, also a.k.a. the lone survivor of the Edward Fitzgerald, which was an unrelated but competing vessel that I piloted on the Great Lakes in the 1970s, same time as me Edmund Fitzgerald. We had a bit of a rivalry, the two boats.
Wow, I never knew that.
But the Edward Fitzgerald was a much bigger boat than mine.
Okay, so yeah, how? What kind of boat did you have?
Arr, Georgie. The Edward Fitzgerald, me boat. Uh-huh. It was a pretty good little M15 Bayliner.
Okay. That's hardly a freighter. That's
a nice little 60 horse Merc on the back.
That's a runabout.
She'd be the pride of the Great Lakes back in the day, according to all the locals. She was the pride of Lake Superior, the prince of Lake Erie, and the Reuben Sierra of Lake Huron. But on the night me boat sank, we were taking on water, and me and me parrot were freaking out.
Your bilge pump couldn't keep up, huh?
Wouldn't keep up charge.
Well, what was your payload, and where were you heading?
Ah, good question there, Craig. We were carrying a load of Coors beer to Texarkana in 24 hours.
What? That does not connect to Texarkana.
I was paid by a gentleman of finance out of Atlanta named Big Enos Burdett. And Big Enos was named such because he had a big penis.
Well, why wasn't he called Big Penis Burnett?
I'm sorry, George, I don't follow. Anywho, on the fateful night of the sinking of the Edward Fitzgerald, we were taking off from port, and right away we begin taking on water. All kinds of water, fresh water, salt water. Dasani, I think there was some Evian.
No,
I don't know.
No.
All sorts of water. And I yelled to me parrot to hoist the mainsail and bring round the lifeboats. But he couldn't understand me due to the wind and the gales and the wind and Aretha and the gale.
Right.
Plus he was a parrot. So he accidentally gunned the engine and rammed us back into the pier when we began sinking with no land in sight.
Oh, that's what caused it.
The pier.
And we battled, me and the parrot, to keep the boat upright and have full internet connection, but we lost the Wi-Fi, and then we lost the entire boat.
You didn't.
Which sank to the bottom of Davy Jones' locker, where it remains unfound to this day.
Well, I don't know about all this.
This is the fakest story I've ever heard in my life.
The watch was on board, too. I had a pretty nice little Iron Man I had just bought. But anyway, after I lost the Edward Fitzgerald, I became a mariner on what is known as America's Sixth Great Lake.
The Sixth Great Lake? What is that?
Lake Louisville. You know it.
No.
That is
no.
Called the Sixth Great Lake.
In the salty seaman, I be renting out me three boats for partygoers for the last 20 years, starting with the 10th summer bash that you guys had out there.
So you were there?
Your viewers this morning want to rent from me, the old salty seaman. You can rent out me boats online on me website and just go on there and choose from the drop-down menu, either the Nina, the Pinta, or the Santa Maria, whichever one you want.
Okay.
Guest size.
Well, what's your website to rent out boats to party on Lake Louisville that are fun?
Just go to gobowling.com. And there you can print out the free coupon for a round of free golf, or rent the Nina, the Pinta, or the Santa Maria.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll see you around. Build boats or something.
God bless me, Derek.
All right, we'll see you. There goes the salty seaman who only captains boats on freshwater, interestingly enough.